From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
He's Jim Browdy. I am Marjorie Egan. You are listening to Boston Public Radio, 89.7 WGBH. Hi, Jim.
Spring's only a couple of weeks away, Marjorie.
It is, Jim. Not to get ahead of myself here, but I just do want to say for our listeners that about 1:30 we're going to be joined by Boston Globe writer Christopher Muther, who's written
great.
This hysterically funny piece about Justin Bieber's soggy diaper pants.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, I think you might be the man to embrace Justin's diaper statement. What do you think?
No, I could pull it off. If
I
anybody
close
can,
my eyes, I see you in the soggy diapers.
I can, and I have. Moving right along. You know, there was Newtown and an apparent new national consensus at the time was now universal background checks, banning of high-capacity magazines, maybe even renewal of the assault weapons ban, but is it all falling apart? One of the men who will help make that decision joins us. He's Somerville-based member of Congress, Michael Capuano. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Marjorie.
Hey.
Good morning, Congressman. You know, I'm dying to ask you. You see these polls over and over that show the vast majority of Americans are in favor of at least background checks for gun control, and yet this morning's paper seemed to indicate that your colleagues, that we're not going to get anywhere at all, even on background checks. I mean, this is just kind of enraging, isn't it?
It should be. I'm actually glad America is paying attention to it. This is proof positive. The NRA has the Congress all locked up in a nice little tight bow to get anything they want, which is actually they don't want anything in this case.
I don't understand, but the thing I don't get, Mike Capuano, is you've seen the polls. Every member of Congress has seen the polls that suggest, at least on universal background checks, possibly on the question of these high-capacity magazines, that the NRA members themselves don't agree with their leadership. So where is the spine of your 534 colleagues? I'm serious.
I've been looking for it on lots of different issues. This is only one of the many. I can only tell you that, you know, the NRA is by far, unequivocally, the most influential lobbying group in Washington for a number of reasons. And if their members follow their lead, then that will matter. But the NRA has consistently gone after certain members of Congress. Now, again, they don't have much influence in Massachusetts, obviously. But in the rest of the country, they have a lot of influence. They are known to be deeply involved in elections and to win more elections than they get involved than they lose. So members of Congress are very cognizant of it.
So what's your Nostradamus-like prediction, Michael Capuano? Does nothing happen? Is it universal background checks and you go home? What is it?
It's the one thing we have a chance at is some tightening up of the background checks. Unfortunately, I said it right after Newtown, which I hate to do because people's expectations around here, at least their hopes and dreams for the future, will be dashed. But it was never, in my understanding, never a possibility to get serious reform on gun control. We might get some luck on background checks, but that's only the beginning.
We're talking with Congressman Michael Capuano about the frustration of many of us that we're not going to get anywhere yet again on any significant gun control reform. I get the NRA money thing contributing to people's campaigns. I think they have a $25 million budget or something.
The money is only secondary. It's also they put people on the street. They get deeply involved and very personal.
Well, but here's what I don't get. If you have, at least if these polls are right, 3/4 of NRA members themselves support requiring background checks. So I guess I don't get it. Is the deal that if you aren't down 100% with Wayne LaPierre, who looks like a lunatic to me when I see him on television, then you get no support, financial or otherwise? Is that the deal?
Not just support, but you also get an opponent, and you will get an opponent who is both not just well-funded, but also well-supported by people on the street. It's just like anything else. Politics has a lot more to do with active and involved minorities than it does with quiet and docile majorities.
You know, if there are gun owners out there, particularly NRA members, we'd love to hear from you at 877-301-8970. Are you with the NRA leadership in just saying no to everything? 9 days after the tragedy in Newtown, by the way, Wayne LaPierre, who's the face of the NRA, goes on Meet the Press to talk about gun safety. You'll hear him. You'll hear David Gregory, the host, at the end when he references Dianne Feinstein. If you don't know, she's a United States Senator from California.
Dianne Feinstein, she could do whatever she wants to do with magazines. It's not going to make any kids safer. We got to get to the real problem, the real causes, and that's what the NRA is trying to do. And I think, I'll tell you this, I have people all over the country calling me saying, Wayne, I went to bed safer last night because I have a firearm. Don't let the media try to make this a gun
issue.
That's
right, but that's argument. And by the way, Tom Menino, who was co-chair with Bloomberg from New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, has a quote in this morning's Globe saying, if we don't get gun control this time, we never will. How can anybody disagree with that? If after Newtown and Aurora, but particularly Newtown, Michael Capuano, your colleagues can't rise up and do something, they'll never do anything, right?
I don't see it in the near future or in the foreseeable future. As long as the NRA is as active and organized as it is, it will control the majority of Congress. I mean, I want to be real clear, and I know you know this, but for your listeners, I mean, and I know they know it, but it needs to be said that not every member of Congress agrees with this approach. There are many of us, obviously not a majority yet, who would do a lot more than what's being even discussed at the moment.
What are your colleagues, when you say, I know you're friendly with a lot of Republicans, and a lot, including a lot of conservative Republicans, when your former colleague, Gabby Giffords, with her husband, former astronaut, stands up, and again, she was not a gun control advocate, and she's become one for, I think, fairly obvious reasons. After they hear her speak or they see her at the State of the Union, what do they just say, nice woman, and move on? That has no impact on anybody?
Well, again, not everybody, but on enough people that doesn't. They're very polite. They're very respectful. They clap for her when she walks in and says, again, just like you said, nice woman, too bad what happened to her, but America would be safer if more people had guns.
Congressman Capuano, do you have a minute to take a couple of calls?
Sure.
Okay, our numbers are 877-301-8970. We're talking with Congressman Michael Capuano about the frustration of many of us anyway, that even with NRA members in favor of some reasonable gun control, new legislation, it seems to be getting absolutely nowhere. Tim from Exeter, you're on with Jim and Marjorie and Michael Capuano.
The problem with the NRA is we really shouldn't call it the National Rifle Association. We should call it the National Rifle Manufacturers Association, because they really don't represent the interests or the opinions of their members. They are an industry lobbying group, and they represent the firearms industry, which is doing extremely well in this country. And that's the root of the problem. Until we overcome that aspect of the problem, we're not gonna really get anywhere. And they prey on fear. You know, they've told people that they're safer in their house with a gun, and all the statistics show that you're definitely more liable to die in your house if you have a gun in there than if you don't have a gun in there. I mean, it's like 77-1.
Yeah.
So, like I say, the NRA does not represent. Members.
We got
Thank
it,
you.
Tim. Thanks
Thank
for
you
the call.
Very much, Tim. Congressman, what's your reaction?
I don't disagree at all. But again, I mean, the NRA is member-driven. I mean, if the members of the NRA stood up and elected different leadership or stopped giving donations or did not show up when the NRA called and said, let's go support a candidate for Congress in this state or that state, if they didn't show up to do it, then the NRA would lose its influence.
Well, that's one of the things I was thinking, looking at Wayne LaPierre. He looks like he's got to be, I don't know how old he is, about 70 or
something? No, he's in his late 50s
Late 50s, is that all?
What's
he's a little
point?
Weathered.
What's your point?
Well, I'm thinking he can get replaced by someone that doesn't seem like such a outer space
kind of
creature.
Because you never know what you're going to get. You might get someone who's even less, I mean, I don't know how you could possibly be. But these associations, we get lots of people all the time who are happy to espouse anything, on the extreme left, the extreme right. That's not the point. The point here is the NRA has control, yes, of some money, but they're not even close to the biggest fundraisers or the biggest donors. But they have an awful lot of regular people on the ground who will go deliver leaflets, get signatures, knock on doors, do all the things in campaigns. Again, not here in Massachusetts. We don't see it. But they are around the rest of the country, at least according to my colleagues. And I got to tell you, unless that changes, unless that goes away, the members do it, or unless those of us who feel that gun control is a good thing do the same thing, organize around that one issue and get motivated by that one issue, then little is likely to change.
Let's go to Manchester, where John is on the phone with Congressman Michael Capuano on Boston Public Radio. Welcome, John.
Thank you. I understand the frustration with all this, because people assume that somehow an inanimate object, a gun, is just going to by itself kill people. Let's look at the recent tragedies and who perpetrated those tragedies. Mentally ill individuals. That all these gun legislations that are being proposed right now, you know, all of it does nothing to curb or would have prevented the recent tragedies. And you know,
John, if I can stop you there was semi-automatic weapons used in both Aurora and in Newtown. So if it turns out that if assault weapons ban was there, they wouldn't have had a weapon of that fierceness, of that destruction potential. So how can you say what you're saying?
Well, see, this is the ignorance that's coming from. Do you understand what the definition of an assault weapon is?
I understand exactly what it is, and I understand what the loopholes were in the 1994 law, and they can craft, Congressman Capuano and his colleagues can craft anything with any specifics they want so that those sort of weapons of mass destruction can't be in the hands of someone who's mentally ill or not.
But see, this is the ignorance of the far left. Look, I'm actually a Democrat, and I actually have very moderate views, and, you know, overall, but this is where I just draw the line on this gun control thing, because assault weapons, it has nothing to do with the caliber of the weapon. By the way, most weapons are semi-automatic, meaning when you pull the trigger once, there's one bullet that comes out. Most people assume assault weapons are machine guns.
John, I've heard this argument a million times. I think the point that most reasonable people are concerned about is weapons that can kill 20 people in a minute. Those are the weapons that make everybody nervous, and that has to do with capacity of magazines.
Which,
and all
by the
those
way,
kind of
excuse me, it's not just magazines. The guy in Newtown fired dozens of shots, John, in the space of seconds.
That's what I just
with all
said.
Due respect, you have no idea what you're talking about. But, John, thank you so much.
But all you guys do is name call. And you guys
excuse me, you're just talking about all the nuts on the far left. I'm responding in kind, John.
You're making personal attacks because you guys don't have
any. We're not making personal attacks.
You guys are lunatics.
Okay.
John, actually, am making a personal attack. John, thanks for the call, John. Yikes. How do you go to work every day? Michael, how do you go to work every day with these colleagues when you know this is not radical legislation? How do you do it?
The thing that amazes me is that this is one of the few issues that you can't even have a thoughtful discussion on. I absolutely agree with what he said. I think that getting guns out of the hands of people who are clearly mentally ill is a good attempt to do something. I'm with him on that. And if he wants to talk to me about exactly how to define what an automatic weapon is or is not, I am happy to have that discussion. Not an argument, but okay, where's the line? Those are fair questions. But to pretend that everybody on the left just wants to yank their guns away, or that we are completely ignorant to the problems of potential mentally ill people getting their hands on guns, you know, or that that's the only problem, is again, it's all short-sighted.
Yeah, but Michael,
that I'm happy to address every aspect of it, hopefully in a thoughtful manner, which is virtually impossible on this issue.
I'm getting a headache from the whole conversation. Not you, probably me. But let me ask you this.
Ask me about Bieber's pants.
Michael Capuano, have you heard one decent argument that's not purely ideologically driven against at least universal background checks? Have you heard one? Is there an argument?
I have not heard one. Again, I'm open to, if somebody has one, I'm happy to listen, but I just don't understand. I mean, the only thing I've heard is if you have a universal background check, somehow criminals will still get guns, which of course is true. I'm not arguing that point. And somehow the government will come in and take your guns away. It's the first step down the bad road, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, that's insane to think that. If the government were to walk into a perfectly healthy, perfectly law-abiding citizen and take their gun away, I would stand beside Mr. LaPierre in denying the government's opportunity to do that. That's not what we should be doing. We should be doing it in a thoughtful, rational way that reduces the risk of people being injured by people who are, I mean, let's be serious. Is there any doubt that the guy who did the Newtown shooting had to be insane by any definition of the term?
Yeah.
And maybe he wasn't clinically defined as such. I don't know. But, you know, anybody who does that is just insane by fact. At the same time, how do we know that he was insane tomorrow after they got their background check? I know that this won't stop all those problems, but to do nothing is not the answer.
I want you to know this conversation has really made me feel better, Michael Capuano.
Yeah, it's made me admire the congressman that his blood pressure is not like through the roof every time you walk in to work. Congressman Capuano, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it very much. Frustrating, though,
yikes,
it is. Okay. Coming up, here's another good one. The TSA has now decided it's okay to bring your golf clubs, your hockey sticks, your plastic bats, and your pocket knives on board. Can you imagine, Jim, the showdowns of the overhead bins with the hockey sticks and golf clubs? We're going to discuss these friendlier skies or not next on Boston Public Radio, WGBH.